You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From Washington to Hollywood and right back to Wisconsin, it's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Connecting the dots on the stories shaping our world with smart takes, sharp humor, and plenty of personality.
You know, I really expected more professional behavior from you.
It's news and culture without the noise.
Yeah, I'm on!
Here's Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach.
Dude!
Hey, welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. It is finally Monday. We get to be back on the air talking about things that are important to you, important to all of us, and some fun stuff too, like movies and all kinds of fun stuff. A really cool film festival event happening this weekend, a great benefit. I am Pete Schwabe, by the way. I should probably clarify that. And sitting across the state from me on this fine Monday is Mr. Greg Bach. Hey, buddy.
Hello. I'm back in Wisconsin, and I know everyone missed me.
We did. How was everything? Like, did you get off the plane and kiss the ground immediately, or was it smooth traveling? How did that go?
I mean, honestly, it was, when it came to my experience at the airport, and everything was great. Like, there was, you know, I walked in, I didn't have any bags to check. For those who don't know, I went to Arizona this past weekend to visit my mom and her man friend, guy friend, companion, partner. they're in Arizona for 4 months out of the year, so they're having a good time there, and went to visit them, which was really a lot of fun. It was very, very hot. Very hot. It was like 105. That was like the highest temperature at some points, but it was very, very warm. We did have a blast. We went to go see some spring training. We got to see the Brewers take on and beat the Texas Rangers on Thursday night, which was a lot of fun. Then we went to the Musical Instrument Museum, which was really, really cool. And just went, kind of saw the area. Arizona, absolutely gorgeous. Made me want to golf, which was very weird. But the airport experience was simple. It was, you know, no check baggage. So I walked in, went upstairs. We were at Midway and went through a TSA pre-check. There was no line whatsoever. Like, I mean, well, there was like two people in front of me, but nothing was like, I wasn't sitting there looking at my watch going, oh, I got places to go. It was pretty lucky. And coming back, pretty much the same thing. A little bit of weather on the way back, but nothing too crazy. Glad to be home. And just want to thank my mom and Dennis for housing me, homing me, and showing me all the great stuff that Arizona has to offer at this time of this very, I guess, very hot time of the year now for them. So, but it was a good time. I would definitely go back there and visit. I don't know if I could ever live in Arizona. That just, I don't know. That's just, but yeah. Visiting is very beautiful. Very, very beautiful.
Am I overreacting? Like, I haven't flown in a while.
Yes. Oh, my God. You're over. Oh, my God. calm down.
The question alone, was an overreaction of some sort?
There's a question of the night. Am I overreacting?
I'm not one of those people that, like, you know, was ever, I don't love flying, but I did my fair share of it.
Yeah.
Do you get nervous? Like, I remember a year ago when all those crashes were happening, I was actually scared to fly, but now we've got, you know, you said you had a smooth experience, but something happened in New York a couple days ago or yesterday that we'll talk about. Do you get nervous like that, Greg? I do.
I have a, like, different sets of nerve for what you can, I don't know how to say, experience it, but like, I get anxious about getting into the airport, getting past security, not getting past security like I'm going to get caught, but just lines. The lines to get in, that's one of the reasons why I have TSA pre-check. That provides me a level of anxiety. That's fine. It's manageable. I always get through it. It's whatever. As far as flying itself, I would say that my fear has been raised in the past year, both by the amount of crashes that there have been, as well as, I would just say, you know, from our country's response to our leaders' responses to all these crashes. We'll talk more about in a little bit as far as what happened in New York. But it's weird. Like, the takeoffs make me nervous. But once we're in the air, I kind of feel fine, even though, you know, you're 35,000 feet in the air and if anything happens, you're like, well, that was fun. Goodbye.
Yeah. Right. I'm the exact same way. And that's when most accidents happen, takeoff and landing. So I'm fine once we're up there. I'm like, all right, well, it's in God's hands now. But he is Greg Bock, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Pete Schwab. It's great to have Greg back in Wisconsin. I feel your presence, Greg. It's good to have you back. We have a great show tonight.
Yes, we do.
Coming up in just a few minutes, Robert J., an excellent Madison musician, is going to tell us all about a really cool event this weekend for charity. And then in hour number two, Milwaukee native son Steve Burrows will join us. I believe Steve is in the state. He might still be in L.A. I'm not sure, but he'll be here. He's a lot of fun. He is screening his film Bleed Out, HBO's Bleed Out, a great documentary that Steve made about his mom's illness and her experience as a patient. It's just an absolutely riveting documentary. Steve is also great at comedy. He's one of those people I'm not even sure I should like because he's so talented, but he will be here in hour number two. And we've got a great question. What else, Greg? What am I missing?
I think you've got, and we got the nightcap to close it all out. Our wonderful segment. So it's as always a packed show for everyone. But we have three things we need to get to. One of those three things has three things in it, but that just becomes a math problem, and I'm not going to address right now. But I think we should get to the question of the night.
I think you're right.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right, well, the NCAA tournament, we just finished opening weekend. There were some great upsets. As usual, it provided drama and stories, but it got us thinking, what is your favorite or most exciting sporting event here in America? You've got all kinds of stuff. You got the Kentucky Derby, Game Sevens, baseball, hockey, football, the Super Bowl, the NCAA tournament, the tennis Grand Slam, all kinds of stuff. So let us know what your favorite sporting event is here in the country we'd like to call America. Let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app, which you will need, Greg, to play. Yes. Our outstanding text to win contest. We'll tell you about that right after this. But if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or X Twitter, you could drop us a stream comment. Let us know what your favorite sporting event is. There you go.
And let us get to the reason why you need that Civic Media app. If you don't have it, download it right now. Just download it right now. Trust me, because I'm about to give you the 5 o'clock keyword for our break in the spring text to win. Text to win multi-state contest. So here's what's going to happen is you're going to open up your Civic Media app. Choose your station of, your favorite station, WAUK. And you are going to text in this word for a chance to win $200 and go into a grand prize drawing for a free mattress set from Verlo. And the keyword is for the 5 o'clock hour, rest. R-E-S-T. Rest. The word is rest. R-E-S-T. Spelling counts. Capitalization does not. So text in the word REST, R-E-S-T, for your chance to win $200 today and get entered into a grand prize drawing for a mattress set from Verlo. Plus, you'll have one more chance in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll be done, but just stick around, and you'll get another keyword. You text in that word, and then boom, you can enter up to 7 times a day for that $200, and every single one of those entries goes into the grand prize drawing for the Verlo mattress. We're doing this 7 times a day for 10 days. You do the math, because I'm not going to, how many entries that will get you. So if you don't have the Civic Media app, do it right now. Get it. Download it. Text in the word REST, R-E-S-T, for your chance to win $200. Good luck.
Very well said. Good luck, everyone. The text line is already lighting up, as you can imagine. Lots of chances to win. Very great stuff. We love our text to win contest here at Civic Media. But we've got some news to discuss too, Greg. What do you say? I know you you went on this nice break, you watched some baseball, you hung out with your mom in the hot sun. I think we got to jump back into some news, buddy.
That's fine. I'm here for the news. You take me to the news, my friend.
Dom, bring us home, baby.
Story.
Well, this is kind of a segue, I guess. We took a little break there in between, but Greg just flew, and I asked him, we've heard about ICE coming into the airport and all kinds of stuff. You said you had a great experience at the airport.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But the people in New York, this is a terrible thing. We haven't heard about this in a while. This is our first airline disaster of 2026, an Air Canada Express flight. I think it was coming from Montreal, carrying over 70 passengers, crashed into a Port Authority fire truck on the runway at LaGuardia. And only the pilots were killed, Greg.
Yes, we found that out. I heard about that. I heard about the death of the pilots today. And what's not weird, or when you ask me if I'm, you know, if I have fear of flying or afraid of flying, it's things like this that I'm afraid of. You know, it's honestly, like, I don't think about the plane just like falling out of the sky. I think about these types of things happening. And, you know, that's what led me to my comment earlier, which is, you know, we're seeing these things. It feels like far more frequently than we did. And it feels like the response from our government, specifically former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy, who's now the Secretary of Transportation, always seems to have nothing to say when he says something. because this is a big problem. I mean, to be fair to Mr. Duffy, to be fair to Donald Trump, this has been a problem with regard to our air traffic controllers for decades. This is a problem that should have been fixed a long time ago. It hasn't. But every time this happens now, I just feel like this guy gets up here in a blue zippy and says, like, well, we're doing what we can. By the way, Joe Biden was terrible. You know, it just, I don't feel confidence in their ability to fix this problem.
Yeah, and it's interesting what you said. Like, I'm with you. Once I'm up in the air, I feel like, okay, this is out of my hands right now. Turbulence freaks the living daylights out of me. Mm-hmm. I can't even imagine what was going through, like, these passengers. Did they know? I'm sure they were told to buckle up at the very least or whatever. They knew something was up. But as to your point about air traffic controllers, for decades, it's declined by 6%, the number of them, in the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, when people fly,
yeah,
put them at ease. Don't lay off air traffic controllers, or if you got to cut a budget, buy less brooms. Don't let the air traffic controllers go. It's just, it's crazy. So I, frankly, and I hate to say this, but they're lucky that only two people died and they were the pilots, and it's terrible, but this could have been a lot worse.
Yeah. And well, we've seen other accidents. We've seen other crashes that have taken far more many lives, and there's still nothing being, like, there are still no big plans. He's not standing in front of anybody on a big board saying, here is our plan. Here is, you know, by 2030, we want to have these goals. We've identified these needs. We want to treat them as goals to reach. And here is what we are going to do. We want to hire more air traffic controllers. We want to make things safer. It's always, we have to wait for another crash and for them to say darn near nothing. And then here we are again. So.
Yeah, I don't, this is not doing any, and so far, and this happened last year too. Nobody felt good about flying after that.
No.
The response was terrible, and there were small planes, big planes, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan to begin with. This doesn't, and I do have to fly somewhere probably in the next couple months. I want high-speed rail. That's what I want, Greg. Dom, do you fly?
I have. I went to Disney one time, and I was scared. I don't like actually going in lines as well. It kind of freaks me out. I prefer to go on a long road trip, in my opinion.
All right.
See, I wish I had more patience for a road trip too.
And you're safer in a plane, supposedly, but you don't feel safer. That's the weird thing.
Yep. That's like the same people who say, like, Arizona, it's a dry heat. It's still dangerous. It's still hot. Stop trying to make me feel less bad. You're not doing it. All right.
I'm guilty as charged. All right, we are coming right back. The key word, folks, for our break into spring multi-state text to win this hour is REST, R-E-S-T. Text that in on the text line. I'm sorry, on the app. Yep. Only on the app. Sorry
only
about that.
App.
We are coming right back to talk about two more big stories. That is next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Okay, welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach. Dom Lee, working the board, producing the show tonight. It's great to have you with us on this Monday. Hope you had a great weekend watching some basketball, chilling out, taking a walk. It was nice a couple of days. Maybe you were in Arizona with Greg Bach and you were watching some spring training. We don't know, but did we lose Cindy, Dom?
We did. We did. But call back.
If you want, Cindy, if you want to call back, please do so. We'd love to hear from you. But yeah, unfortunately, so much news, so much going on. Just got to prioritize and do things. But yeah, please call back, Cindy, if you can.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think we're ready for our next big story, Dom.
The second big story.
So remember how last year, Charlie Kirk was tragically murdered, like, and most normal human beings in the world were like, that shouldn't have happened. He didn't deserve that. That's bad. Violence is bad. Political violence is bad. And then folks who wanted to talk about him in an honest, upfront way were threatened, and some were fired from their job for doing so because they said, how dare you disrespect someone who was just killed and all that stuff. And, you know, okay. Well, that leads me to this story, which is Robert Mueller died this past week. And if you don't remember Bob Mueller, he was the one who produced the Mueller report. He was also in charge of, I believe, the FBI back in the 2000s, early 2000s. He passed away at the age of 81. And Donald Trump decided to commemorate him and honor him by saying, quote, good, I'm glad he's dead. That's what he said.
And he also said he can no longer hurt innocent people, thereby, I would assume, referring to himself as someone who is innocent.
Yes, so absolutely.
He made it about him, and it's just, you know, what's really disappointing, Greg, is we're at a point, we know we're very polarized in America right now. It's so weird. When we read the news or watch TV, we're very polarized. When I see neighbors, I talk to them. It's fine. I know they don't. I know they're not on the left, or they know I'm not on the right or whatever, and it's fine. But with this kind of rhetoric, how are we supposed to get past that? When a guy who served his country politically, militarily, whatever, dies, and you say, I'm glad he's dead, from our command, our leader, who people look up to, and now you go to social media, some of his followers can't even disassociate the comment. They're saying, well, he has a point. Like, they're agreeing with him, not like, well, that's Don. You know, I mean, I don't understand how we're supposed to get back to maybe we never will get back to where we were when we have leaders that say stuff like this.
Well, I think we need to go honestly in a whole new direction, if you ask me. I think the only way we get away from this is by getting those people out of office. And I also think that this also brings up a point I brought up before, which is when we're talking about this, we also talk about the fact that this is an election year, and folks, people who are running for office need to be held accountable. You need to talk to them and ask them how they feel about things like this. If those people represent your values, you vote for them. If they don't, then vote them out. And we need to get past it by getting these people out of office. And the folks who called for the firing of folks for speaking their minds, yet they sit here and go, well, it's the president. Fine. It doesn't matter. He's saying, no, you're a hypocrite. And therefore, for me personally, I can't speak for Dom or for Pete, but I then do not have to respect your opinion. Because if it's not based in truth, if everything's hypocritism, words are tough. Hypocritical, then I don't have a reason to listen to you or respect your opinion, because it's the most powerful man in the world. He said that. And then there are folks who say, but so what? Why is he wrong? Okay, cool. Then I don't have to listen to you anymore. I'm done with you. Moving on.
Yeah, and that was the toughest thing yesterday, is not responding on social media when I saw stuff. I'm like, no, you can't. What am I going to say to this person?
No,
I'm going to change their mind. I'm just going to go, okay, there are people out there that agree with him, and that there is no, the class is out the window. And I feel like that should be the bare minimum. Never comment or say somebody dying was good. And we're so far from being there. It's very disappointing.
But then what's great for you, though, Pete, is that you don't have, like, as long as those people, if you know them and they're not like, you know, comment bots, whatnot. Like, I believe that most of the comments that come through nowadays are coming through bots. But if they're people you know, then you get to unburden yourself by saying, I don't need to talk to them anymore if I don't have to. Because you will get nothing from that conversation or that relationship. You don't have to bother yourself with it. You unburden yourself with their being.
Yeah, you're right. And it's not really I went through my Facebook list a couple of years ago and just really shed a lot of bad energy. But it's
You get so mad. It's like when you see people commenting on your friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. that's where I have to.
Yeah, so anyway. Absolutely. I agree.
All right. I think we can squeeze in one more story here.
One more. Tom, yeah, we got this. Yeah.
The third big story.
Well, the secret lives of Mormon Wives star Taylor Frankie Paul. Those are three first names, I understand. This is weird, Greg, because this is a video that existed that people knew about it. She lost her mind mm-hmm. and threw some chairs. She was under the influence at her boyfriend. Yeah. One of the chairs hit her daughter in the head. All right, so that's the first part of this. Mm-hmm. And the second part is she was supposed to be the bachelorette, on this coming season. They mm-hmm. can't. The video went viral thanks to TMZ and is out there. So there's a difference between people knowing about it and actually seeing it and how unhinged she was. They canceled the whole season. That's crazy.
I don't even know how that is a massive loss of money. Like, how are they going to recoup? I mean, Bachelorette is a huge show, but reality shows on those networks are cheap and they make so much money. I don't even know what they're going to do to recoup that loss because it's going to be a great deal. Like, what are they going to put in its place? Like, I'm just very interested to see what's happened. But also, I'm glad that a network actually said, like, you know what? No, we're done. We're done with her. We're done. We're trying something else. Because, Pete, we've all seen it where something happens, someone acts so terribly, and then a network or a studio is like, well, just, you know, see what happens. See what happens. I don't know. And then we lose our interest and we move on to something else. But, hey, good on ABC for doing this. But that's crazy pants.
We're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Peach Baba and Greg Bach. Robert J. joins us after the news. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's Nightlight on the Civic Media Network.
I caught myself confessing to the dashboard of my car. I'm in the middle of the road. In the middle of the road.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You are listening to us on your radio or on the Civic Media app. If you're watching us on the live stream, we are on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still lots of wonderful programming still ahead. In the second hour, we'll be talking to comedian, writer, director, and documentarian Steve Burrows from right here in Wisconsin about his documentary Bleed Out, which is available on HBO. And we will, of course, be wrapping things up with Nightlight. Do not forget, folks, that this hour, our text to win, our Breaking a Spring text to win multi-state contest, our keyword is rest. REST. Open up the Civic Media app and text in the word REST, REST, for your chance to win $200 and go into a grand prize drawing for a free mattress set from Verlo. Another opportunity for you at 7 p.m. this evening. So get open that Civic Media app, text in the word REST, and you could be a winner like Tracy from Park Falls listening to WCQM, Anne in Montfort listening to WRCO, or Bill in Park Falls listening to WCQM. So text in the word REST on the Civic Media app, and good luck. Let us move ourselves into our guest portion of the show with our first guest. He is, I want to get this correct. I see it. He is an award-winning singer-songwriter, recording artist who has been a mainstay in Wisconsin in their music scene for decades. Please welcome to the show, Pete and I welcome Robert J. Good evening, Robert. How are you today?
I am fine, thank you. How are y'all
doing? We're doing well.
We're great. It's great to have you here, Robert.
Really appreciate you being here today. Now, looking at your website, Robert, like the host of things that you do, I mean, it's a very long list. I mean, besides, you know, you are a solo artist. You are in two bands, the Moon Gypsies, the Rowdy Prairie Dogs. You do shows on your own. You've also worked with groups like the Beach Boys, Taj Mahal, the Subdudes, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, which is amazing. But, I mean, you are a busy man in the music scene, but you're here to talk about an event that's going on that you wanted to get out there and let people know about. Why don't you start with that, Robert?
Sure. We're having our 11th annual fundraiser for Mama Cares. Mm-hmm. Mama Cares is a program which helps Madison musicians or Madison area musicians in times of medical emergency or family crisis. And what we do is we raise money and we give it all out to help our fellow musicians. So we've got this going on Sunday, the 29th, this coming Sunday, at the High Noon Saloon from 3 till 8. And we've got three bands. We've got raffles and auction items and all kinds of goodness going on. Yeah.
So if people want to attend this, are there still tickets, Robert? And how much of the event is music compared to some of these other cool things you mentioned, like the raffle and the silent auction? What will their experience be like in terms of music to events, and where can they get tickets?
Sure. Well, there are no tickets. It's a donation at the door. We're asking for a $10 donation. Once you get in, there's going to be tables of silent auction items with some great things, which I can get into in a minute. But there's three bands. Each band is doing an hour and 15. And this year's theme is called We've Got You Covered. So we've got three really hot cover bands from the area. That's Power Takeoff, the Foo Foo Dolls. I get it right now. Yeah. And the Hounds, and they all are great bands and doing different genres of music and very talented. And so those are the three bands. In between each set, we're doing raffles and everything. And of course, some of the items that we're giving away, or not giving away, silent auctioning, we got some great stuff. We've got signed vinyl from Garbage.
Nice.
Signed vinyl by Butch Vig of the Nevermind album.
Wow.
We've got tour jackets from Melissa Etheridge.
Wow.
We've got guitars. We've got, and this is the cool one. Right behind me, you can see this. It's an actual gold record of the Beatles' number one album, which was donated to us to use for our silent auction. So there's that. Then there's show tickets. There's restaurant baskets and all kinds of good stuff that people have donated and businesses have donated to help us with our cause, to help our fellow musicians.
How long have you been doing this event?
This is our 11th year.
11th, okay, that's right.
Yeah, it all started 11 years ago. My son had emergency brain surgery. It was tough. It was a real tough one.
Yeah.
But my friends, Rick Toit, who was the founder of The Mamas, and my bandmate friend, Chris Wagner from the Moon Gypsies, threw a benefit for our family to help us through the times. And because of that, my wife and I at the time felt like we should pass it forward. So I got the concept for Mama Cares. And I got it, while JC, my son, was in the hospital, they have a program called Badgers Give Back. And I'm not sure it's called that, but they send their teams into UW Children's Hospital and other hospitals to lift the spirits of kids who are going through some heavy stuff, excuse me. And as a result, I thought, what a great idea. Now, what can we do to pay it forward? And so that's when I came up with the idea for Mama Cares.
Is it hard? I mean, I would imagine this is an event. It seems kind of similar to Joey's Song, which they do in January.
Yes.
That I know Butch Vig is also part of that as well. Can you talk a little bit about, Robert? You kind of just did, but if you could elaborate on the community of Madison artists. I mean, the whole community cares and has these great fundraisers. I know they did something for Rocker here at Civic Media. It seems like an incredible community.
You know, this is a neat town, man. And that's why I moved here and stayed here. You know, it's the perfect size, in my opinion, of a city I want to live in. And in a town this size, I would say there are more talented bands and musicians than, you know, I put it up against anywhere in the world, Austin, wherever. And, there's different factions and different styles of music and stuff, but, you know, we can all come together and be supportive. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do here, because it's not easy being a musician. Believe me, I know. This is my 53rd year of playing
wow.
in bars,
nice
and restaurants and things. But yeah, you know, we want to help each other when we can, you know, and why not?
I mean, that's perfectly said. Why not? I mean, that's, we see that all the time. We see whether it's musicians or artists or, you know, firefighters, teachers, when someone's in trouble, we band together and we come together and we help them out because that's what we do. We are talking to Robert Jay, who is an award-winning singer, songwriter, recording artist, who is, according to his website, and I can, and I've seen from what he does, he is a mainstay in the music, the Wisconsin as well as Madison music scene, talking about the Mama Cares event taking going on this Sunday, you said?
Yes, it is. This Sunday, the 29th, from 3 in the afternoon until 8 at night. And it's going to be a ball. It's our 11th year. Over this time, we've given out and raised over $110,000.
Wow.
So far, you know, we'd like it to be more, but it's what it is. And we just keep plowing ahead and trying to raise what we can and give out as needed.
Yeah. Really quick, I don't want to interrupt Pete because I know he's got another question. If people can't make it to the event, can they go somewhere? Is there a GoFundMe or on your website where they can donate? Like people listening right now, they can't make it to the event, but we can put that website in the show notes and they can go and they can maybe drop, you know, a few bucks if they have it.
Thank you. That's a great observation. And yes, if you can't make it to the event, we are accepting donations at any time at themamas.org/mamacares. Okay. Or if you want to just give to the mamas, you know, they've raised, you know, lots of money, over $250,000 to give out to put instruments in the hands of kids, to give lessons, to give instruments, to give equipment, to give, you know, all kinds of things. So it's themamas.org. /mamacares.
Perfect. Thank you.
Let's talk about another really cool thing you had happen recently for your career, a Lifetime Achievement Award. Speaking of the mamas, February 15th. Mm-hmm. What was that like, Robert? I mean, you're in the city you love, being recognized like that. That must have been spectacular.
I tell you, man, it was a love fest. You know, I mean, as a musician, as an artist, you want to communicate, you want to reach out, you want to connect with people, and to have this come back to me, I felt like the connection was made, you know.
Yeah.
And it was pretty cool. It was definitely, yeah. My good friend told me this. He goes, well, you know how you win a Lifetime Legacy Award, Robert? He goes, you outlive all your critics.
I don't think you're that old.
That kind of put me back into perspective. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, you win a Lifetime Achievement Award. That means, and you just said, 53 years in the music world, and playing out and doing live shows. Yeah. We have a few more minutes before we have to take a break real quick, and we can come back and talk more about it. But like your history, is it rooted in Madison? Is it rooted in Wisconsin? Where did that, you know, where did that spark begin for you?
Oh man, it started when I was a kid, you know. Yeah. My uncle had a guitar and mm-hmm. My grandpa gave me my first Mickey Mouse crank guitar when I was like 2 years old. And
yeah,
I've had a guitar ever since, you know. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, my dad worked for the Canadian National Railroad. We traveled all over the North as he went up the ladder. And, you know, between sports and music, that kind of music kind of took hold. I graduated from college in Detroit at Wayne State University and jumped in a band van pretty much the next day and moved to Colorado. And wow. I'm still jumping in band vans, you know. It's, you know, my retirement fund is playing till the day I die. That's
yeah.
going here.
That's awesome.
Do you have any dates coming up other than the fundraiser on Sunday that you could tell us about if people want to see where you're playing?
Oh yeah, you know, I got a few. I'm you know, I play at restaurants. I'm playing at Buck and Honey's in Sun Prairie. I'm playing at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Then I'm doing a neat little gig with my bandmate Chris Wagoner, multi-instrumentalist,
nice.
At Chief's Tavern in Madison. And then later in the year, the Moon Gypsies are going to pick up and do like a good handful of gigs throughout the summer. And, you know, I can't be bought, but I can be rented.
Well, we'll talk more about your fee on the other side of the break. We are talking to singer-songwriter, Lifetime Achievement Award winner Robert J. here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach. When we come back, we'll talk more about a song that you discussed before we went on the air that you wrote many years ago, but it's still prevalent and relevant today. But more with Robert J. on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Civic Media. Stay tuned. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. My name is Greg Bach, sitting here live at Radio Park in Racine. Sitting across from me all the way across the state is Mr. Pete Schwabba. You can always be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on our live stream. We are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, the platform we call Twitter, as well as being, you can reach us via the Civic Media app. And I bring that up specifically because you have yet a few more minutes to participate in our break into spring text to win multi-state contest, where you will open up your Civic Media app right now and text in the word REST, R-E-S-T, is this hour's keyword for your chance to win $200 and get put into a grand prize drawing for a free mattress set from Verlo. Again, the word is REST, R-E-S-T. You must use the Civic Media app to participate, and you can be a winner like Tim from Verona listening on W-E-L-Y or Kay in Baldwin listening on W-S-C-M. So, again, open up that Civic Media app, text in the word REST, R-E-S-T, and you have another chance in the 7 o'clock hour. Good luck. We are continuing our conversation with award-winning singer, songwriter, and recording artist Robert J. He is on the show talking about his event this Sunday, Mama Cares, at the High Noon Saloon going on. It's a great fundraiser with bands, auctions, you name it. It's going to be a great time. And if you can't be there but you want to give, we will put the website in our show notes, and you can click there, go to civicmedia.us/shows, click on the day's show. You can donate through that website, and you'll be good to go. But Robert, you were saying before we went on the air originally, you said you had a song that you wrote some time ago that you feel is very applicable for today's day and age. Can you talk more about that?
Well, sure. It's called America, Oh Say Can You See. And I wrote it, 7 years ago, during the first Trump administration. And I was just like disillusioned, like most of us are, about what was going on. But it's like blossomed a thousandfold in a negative way. Mm-hmm. And the song, I keep playing it, and people keep going, you know, you're going to be on Colbert, you know, or something like that. And you know, whether I am or not, I don't know. But I had to write the song. It took me close to 6, 7, 8 months to write it, about 16 pages of legal scribbles. I had to get it right. You know, it was a big topic, and you don't want to mess with being trite any part of the way. Yeah.
You've been part of bands, multiple bands. You've had a solo career. I know you inherited your love for music from family. You have this great fundraiser for what your son went through. You inherited your musical abilities through your father. I think that's great. What really gets you excited when it comes to playing music? Do you prefer to play solo or with a band or with a friend like Butch Vig, or what really gets you charged up to play music?
Oh, all of the above, you know. I mean, I like playing solo because I can get away with the newer songs I'm working on. Mm-hmm. There's less structure. I can go out and practice these songs or work on them. But I love the fact of being able to play with the Moon Gypsies still, and the energy involved there. And, you know, it's like playing with my best friends, you know, Chris Wagner, Mary Gaines, mm-hmm. and Mauro Magellan. You know, they're great guys and great people. And there's safety in numbers, I guess, is a English term. And so you always feel good when you got the team going, right?
Yeah.
Well said.
For someone who's been doing it for as long as you said you were, 53 years?
Yeah.
What is it about, like, you know, you answered Pete's question as far as like what makes you excited about playing. You know, I think it's easy for a lot of artists at a certain point to say, well, y'all don't know anything. I know everything because I'm of a certain age and whatever. But what do you see in your scene, or just in music in general? Maybe that's coming from like younger folks that just gets you really excited.
Oh, well, you know, I'm a song guy. You know, yeah. I mean, you want a great guitar player. There's plenty of guys out there, great singers. You know, I spend most of my musical time writing songs. That's what mm-hmm. I like. And so when I go out to see music or when I hear other bands, I check in on the songs, and mm-hmm. there's a lot of great people out there in Madison, let alone around the world, that are writing great stuff and putting it out. And it's the next generation, you know. I'm proud of them.
Absolutely.
Jealous, too. I wish I was their age.
Yeah. Hey, Robert, this has been so much fun. Best of luck this weekend. Give us the pitch one more time. High Noon Saloon Sunday. I love that there aren't tickets. You could just make a donation at the door, go in and have a great time, over 3 hours of music. Give us a little more, one more pitch.
Okay. It's the Mama Cares 11th annual ball. And it's at the High Noon Saloon from 3 until 8 on Sunday, the 29th. The theme this year is We Got You Covered, featuring three bands, Power Takeoff, The Hounds, and the Foo Foo Dolls. Gotcha. And we're going to have raffles. We're going to have silent auctions. We got some great world-class items that people want to take home with them. And by investing in us, so we can invest in our musicians moving forward.
Love that. Thank you so much, Robert, for being here. Robert Jay is an award-winning award-winning singer, songwriter, and recording artist, lives in Madison. Check out the go to civicmedia.us/shows. Look for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. You can check out the show notes if you want to give. There will be a link there in the show notes as well. Robert, thank you so much. Good luck with the event, and thank you for doing things like this, taking care of those who need help in times of need. Really appreciate you for that.
Well, thank you for all you guys do. I listen in on you guys all the time, man. And I love your station. I love what you're trying to accomplish. And it's very important in today's society.
Thank you so much, Robert. We appreciate you so much. Folks, you still have a few more seconds to text in the word REST, R-E-S-T, on the Civic Media app. Be part of the Break into Spring Text to Win contest. And when we come back, we'll be talking about the question of the night, which is, what is the greatest or most exciting American sporting event? Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.